Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that will make or break your fantasy roster, wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that really matter. We do the work so that you can just make smart decisions. Sit back and amaze your friends. Your wide receiver one won't change, but it's the nitty-gritty, it's the flex and the waiver wire pickups. That's where your league is won or lost. So follow Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. Let's get some cat talk here, some champion cat talk brought to us by our friends over at Celsius. Hockey fans, don't sit this one out. When it's game time, make Celsius a part of your play and get that energy up. Game day is fueled by Celsius Essential Energy Drinks, the official energy drink of
your Florida Panthers. Whoa. Sorry. Rewind it. Your Stanley Cup champion, Florida Panthers.
Man, still working on that.
What?
Meow.
Sexy cat.
Sexy wow. Cat.
The Panthers, of course, basking in their championship. Yes. The coolest picture yesterday was it in the ocean. That was friggin' awesome.
You can only do that here, baby.
Any chances Stanley has ever touched the water prior to that? I don't think so.
Maybe Tampa.
Yeah, maybe Tampa. I don't know.
Tampa's
what does
cool
Tampa have? What do they have? A lagoon over there?
Nah, they got a puddle. Glorified puddle over there.
Didn't Tom Brady throw the Super Bowl championship?
He did. He threw the Lombardi trophy.
Nah, that was in a creek.
He was hammered at that party. He was hammered. Who is the most likely to be like that at the parade this weekend? Are we going to go Lomberg?
Okay, but are we going surprise? Because I wouldn't be
you
surprised.
You want to say surprise. Yeah. Okay, surprise. Who's the because Brady was a little surprised to see him that drunk. Who is the most... Who would you be most surprised to see that drunk as a skunk?
Bob
for sure. Yeah, I'd be very surprised. Barkov.
Bob, why do you have your goalie gear on?
Focus.
Focus.
I think Paul Maurice had mentioned that he was very shocked to see Sam Bennett smile for the first time after two
first
years.
First time in 2 years he's seen Sam Bennett smile. That was funny.
So if I see Sam Bennett that. Wasted.
Well, Sam crazy. Bennett does look like a Peaky Blinder. he walks in, he has the little hat on.
Yeah.
He looks like a Peaky Blinder. Yeah. If you told me who is the most menacing Panther, I would say, yeah, it's Sam Bennett. Like, that's the guy I would go with to be like, I don't want to get into a back alley fight with this guy.
Yeah.
He's just got the look, and he's probably got a razor blade under that hat. The NHL awards are tomorrow, 7 o'clock.
Nice.
7 o'clock for the NHL awards. Connor McDavid. He is up there with Kucherov and Nathan MacKinnon of the Colorado Avalanche for most valuable player. The Panthers, of course, we have eyes on the Vezina Trophy.
Yeah.
Bob is going up against Thatcher Demko of the Canucks.
Ooh.
And Connor Hellebuck of the Winnipeg Jets. I hope I said that right.
What the hell are we doing, though? Like, well, those guys weren't even...
They didn't announce it. You know, they didn't, I'm sure it will be going on. Let's see.
Everybody else does it before the Super Bowl or the championship, right?
Yes. The award ceremony for the NFL is Super Bowl week. You're right about that, Leroy. They got Rookie of the Year, and then they got the Most Outstanding Player, which is, I guess, picked by the players.
Sweet.
Connor McDavid?
No, he's not nominated for that. That is also...
Ooh.
Kucherov, MacKinnon, and then Austin Matthews, who had like a gazillion goals this year.
Connor Bedard, I'm assuming.
And then Barkov, I assume, is receiving his award because he won the Selke. They did announce a handful of awards too, and he's getting his Selke, which is best defensive forward. So he will get that. And Barkey being drunk as a skunk would be funny too. I mean, it's hard to know with Barkey. You know, he's so unassuming. I don't know if he was drunk as a skunk or if he is just drinking the Perrier the entire time. I don't know, because he seems pretty reserved. I don't know. Who
he wasn't shadowboxing?
I did not see him shadowboxing. No, I did not see him shadowboxing.
So good.
It's crazy. Rest of our headlines brought to you by the New Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy your truck in a car store? Palmetto Ford.
We know trucks.
We, of course, have the NBA draft tonight. Miami Heat are selecting 15. Solana and I, we will be hosting a draft special tonight starting at 7 o'clock.
You're never going to get home.
Dolphin Mall. I know.
It's so far.
I know. It's my anniversary today, too.
Oh, no.
It's but it's all good. We're going away in a couple weeks. We've planned this. I think Mrs. Tobin might be meeting me down here for lunch afterwards. So.
Oh, down here?
We're going to have some fun. Yeah.
Nice.
We're going to go. We'll go gallivant around the town a little bit. Hopefully the weather holds up. It looks kind of nice, huh, Leroy?
Yeah, it looks decent.
Plane's going that way.
Okay. That is
the winds
west.
Are, planes are going left to right?
Yeah.
Winds are out of the west, southwest.
But if you guys want to go to the Heat watch party tonight, it is at the Dolphin Mall. Vivo. That is where we will be broadcasting from. And we will see who the Heat take at 15. We will effort to try and get that pick on with us. We will see if that's a possibility. But if you guys will be there, they're usually good about that. I mean, the Heat always come through for us. They always usually come through us anyway, but like draft night... But I don't want to make any promises. Like, if it's late and the dude has to talk to, you know, what if they draft Topic and he's got to talk to Serbian media too? And he goes, anybody want the peanuts?
Come on, dude. He seems like he should be 7'8", right?
Yeah, for sure.
It's a deep voice. Do we have real, can you give me real Nikola Topic? Who may be the leader in the clubhouse for me now, even though he's not going to play this year. But you know me, I love accents.
Now, the beginning of it is him, unfortunately, speaking in Serbian, but you can get the tone.
In for the dimension, I will teach the olive capital coin. Yes, lower it up.
Sounds like it's playing backwards. I'm not going to lie to you, it really does.
This is him answering the question,
by the way. This is him answering.
Hey, man, how does it feel to be going through the draft process, being here in New York?
Yeah, I mean, it's really exciting. To go through all of this. I mean, this is a once in a lifetime opportunity, and I try to enjoy it as much as I can. So that's it. Especially being with my family here, so it's great.
Sounds like Deep Voice Gogi.
He does sound like Deep Voice Gogi.
English pretty good.
He's the Lou Rawls. No, never mind. He's the Lou Rawls of Serbia.
I know. Leroy wants size. He wants Zach Edey. That's what he wants. I honestly will be fine with that, Leroy. I'm cool with it, too. I like Zach Edey, too.
I'm coming around.
I'm good.
I have a bigger picture, though.
Yep.
My bigger picture is Bam.
Moving right? on. I got you.
Right. And that's the thing that goes, you know, unmentioned is that I don't want size just for size. I want size because I want Bam to empty his bag.
I think, too, like, you know, there's questions about Zach Edey being able to shoot, but I think the interesting thing is going to be with Bam shooting this year, because we saw at the end of last year he started shooting threes.
Right.
And it's about the same age where Chris Bosh took it out there and started becoming a shooter, and I think Bam wants that to be part of his game. Like, I don't think Bam wants to be, like, all the time in the band. Like, I think he wants to – I don't think he's going to go out there and take 8 attempts or 5 attempts. Like, but if you tell me Bam's taking 3 attempts a game this year, would that shock me? Like, it wouldn't absolutely shock me that's, you know, going to become part of his repertoire. I think that's natural. Like, you want to last. You want to get through a grind of an NBA season. Like – It's natural, and that will honestly make things easier to find a front court partner for him, because then it's either you have to find an undersized power forward, which is what they've been doing with PJ, or you have to kind of find like a middling stretch center, which they did with Myers Leonard. So if Bam adds that to his game and uses this regular season to add it even more, I'm all for it. Date South correctly points out that Leroy is Snack Edey.
Point for Twitcher.
That's pretty good.
That's good. Cool.
That's pretty good.
And Tobin's Edie's ice cream.
Oh, okay. I do like
Edie's ice cream.
Yeah, I'm more of a Ben and Jerry guy.
It feels like it's fallen off the power ranking, though. It wasn't Edie's usually. Yeah. It was right under Häagen-Dazs, and then I feel like people came for their stuff.
Haagen-Dazs. I got to get a loan to buy a Haagen-Dazs. Like
the it is pretty expensive.
Yeah, Publix feels like it plays BOGO roulette with ice cream though, because they got to get that ice cream out of there.
Oh.
So like you'll get some weeks where you can get some BOGO Haagen-Dazs.
You know why? Because nobody can afford it.
Yeah.
So it just sits there.
By the way, I found.
Can I just say something?
Yeah.
Is it frustrating for you guys? I very rarely buy ice cream.
Mm-hmm.
But when I go to buy ice cream, first of all, I can't look into the freezer because there's so much frost on the window. And then I open it up and all the ice cream has icicles on it. Like, that's not a good sign, right?
That's from that one person who keeps it open as they attempt to determine, do they want chocolate chip or mint chocolate chip? And 30 minutes go by. And now I have Antarctica on the inside of my Publix freezer.
Yeah, it's like it's crazy.
I don't know why that is. But like, I'll still go for it, even if it has that frosty cover. Like, I don't
it's
care.
Good to me. You know what one I've been into?
Can I tell you a dumb thing that I fall for at Publix?
When you peel that plastic top off the ice cream, you gotta eat all of it then. Because if you put it back in the freezer, you ain't getting the same ice cream.
Can I tell you a stupid trick that I fall for that I like? I like that ice cream at Publix that comes in the clear container.
Oh,
just something about it looks better. I think it's, I don't even know if it's ice cream. Is it gelato?
Gelato?
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Oh, and they show you the ingredients and you kind of mix it all up, kind of like a Chobani. Oh, it's good.
Yeah. Honestly, what you should start doing is pulling the ice cream out of the freezer, giving your children aprons, telling them to start making it, walk in, give them a dollar, have them sing the Cold Stone thing, and you know, you got yourself like an ice cream shop.
By the way, I have the story. So this is from the Heat social media. Oh. They posted this on the Glenn Rice thing. I was misinformed. They actually use this to get good luck to get Glenn Rice, who they picked fourth in the 89 draft. Here was the story from the Heat social media page, which includes Andy Ellisberg telling the story.
Did you know that one of the most successful draft picks in Heat history was made possible thanks to an order of Chinese food? Let us explain. In 1989, the Heat were preparing for just their second draft as an NBA franchise, and we had our sights set on the dynamic scoring guard from Michigan, Glenn Rice. On the night of the draft, the front office decided to order up some Chinese food, complete with an extra order of fried rice, to increase their chances of drafting a player with the same name.
It's been established that I'm a superstitious person, but I'm surrounded by many other superstitious people. And so the idea is sort of to enhance ourselves, where for luck, we went to get Chinese food and got ordered extra rice, so we could have increased the opportunity that Glenn Rice could be our draft pick.
The superstition paid off as Glenn Rice fell to Miami at the fourth pick, and after six seasons and over 9,000 points in a Heat jersey, the rest is history.
I really kind of favored Miami. I didn't really tell no one, but I really enjoyed the time I had down there.
Several years ago, they tried to change it, and I was like, no. You can order whatever else you're wanting, but we are ordering Chinese food.
Because when something works for the first time, my mess was success.
Oh, so every draft?
It is a Heat tradition that they order Chinese every night.
That's it.
I'm eating Chinese. That's tonight. Good, dude.
I gotta eat Chinese tonight.
Chinese is a great meeting food. Like, if you could say, hey, what do we want? Yeah. What do we want?
Chinese? Chinese?
A little Chinese?
Yeah, I'll take that.
But it's also hit or miss.
Oh, it's very hard to find good Chinese down here. Very hard.
Yeah, because, listen, it's everywhere.
Yep.
Right? And the size of the shop or the restaurant does not determine how good the Chinese food is.
Dude, the best Chinese, I don't live near it anymore, but Deerfield Beach, China Gourmet.
Good.
The goat.
Okay, but did it...
never miss. They don't miss.
It's like a restaurant, like a sit-in restaurant?
Yeah. No, it's like you can get delivery and all that type of stuff.
So the ones that I like, they don't even have seats.
Strip malls. Like you go Publix.
Yeah, it wasn't a strip mall. It wasn't a strip mall. I think it moved. I don't even know if it still exists, to be honest with you. But that was my place growing up. China Gourmet in Deerfield Beach, like the best.
I'm gonna tell you like this. Growing up in the hood, always a Chinese shop in the hood.
Slim is saying it closed down.
No,
dude, they were the best. I tell you what.
Now, can I say this? You were in college.
Yep.
And a lot of times when you got that Chinese.
No, I wasn't in college. This was like my childhood place that I went to. Okay. All the way up through until my wife and I basically got married. We moved to Delray. This was my place. And
I'm going to say this because I know
20 years
that some of the greatest food that I thought I ever had was after nights out.
Nah, that's fair.
He
and sober, that place sucked.
I'll tell you when they made a killing, China Gourmet. Man, Wilma, when that Hurricane Wilma was hitting.
Oh, yeah, because they use gas.
They use gas. And, dude, they were out there like hot dog vendors with food on the gas line.
Woo.
That's man, cool. They built a new wing at that point. It was crazy.
That was it. You could get Chinese food and Italian.
We'll take a quick break. More shenanigans on the other side.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception, a podcast dedicated to the wide receivers. Are you as confident in your flex as you are in your wide receiver one? I didn't think so. So follow Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, everybody. Oh, hello, Jennifer.
Hello.
Hi.
What's going on today? How are you?
That's an OG WQAM shirt.
Yeah. I
like that.
It's a very old shirt, right?
How about that?
Did you guys see the new WQAM shirts?
No.
I just picked one up right now.
What is it?
They're
I'll
really
show you.
Nice.
Let's see.
Can't
what
be
you
one.
Got? What do you got?
I think it's like Panthers, right?
Is it Panthers?
Oh, there you go.
Oh. It's got some scratches. Those are nice shoes. We should give those away. We do. Well, I know, like, on location for events. I'm talking, yes. Like, we should give away to some listeners.
Yeah, I agree.
How about give
us I love that. You know what?
Yeah. Well, we got one.
Yeah, right.
I love convincing people to, you know, I'm like, hey, when I'm doing giveaways at events or watch parties, I'm a hobnobber, dude. I can get people. I'm like, hey, I'm going to get you to sign up for this raffle. I'll give you a free T-shirt.
T-shirts are
good. I'm pretty sure you'll be giving some out today, right? At Dolphin Mall.
I don't know. That's right. Maybe.
Yeah, we got to have a promo team out there, you know?
One would think.
You know what?
One would think.
That's probably better.
You guys can get in on the chat, Miami 560 WQAM. John says, Dolphins dug in on not giving Tua a huge deal. Love it. Love it.
That's another thing that I was ahead of the game on. Just want you guys to know that.
You are Chris Greer.
Essentially,
you are. You know what it is, though. Like, I
credit everywhere.
The only thing that I want,
you're right.
I am curious to see like how much Mike McDaniel can kind of keep up that.
Yeah,
you know, he likes to try and keep himself separate from all of this stuff. He goes, "I am the head of coaching." It's like, yeah, but Tua's your guy, you know, and then you guys are BFF, and Tua's telling you, "I can't separate business and personal." You know, when all of a sudden does Mr. Witty, Socrates man become Mr. Business? Can he handle that?
Very true.
You know?
Can he be the bad guy?
I just think, basically.
What are we doing here?
After going through this once before with another player, that you would kind of guard against that. Right? Especially when it doesn't matter how good you are at that position. It just matters when your contract is up. Right? That's kind of how that works with that position.
With the market? Yeah, that is how it's worked. And I guess, like, you know, we've been seeing those reports about, like, look, some owners are trying to put a stop to it because they think, hey, the price has gotten too crazy. Not everybody is worth Patrick Mahomes' money. And, you know, right now we're at what Tua is just seeing with his eyes, which is the market is the market. How are we not to know that Stephen Ross isn't one of those guys who's just like, I don't know. I know that he'll pay. I know, like, you know, Stephen Ross will pay for facilities and will pay for all this. I'm not trying to call Stephen Ross cheap, but is there a stance on this particular position that they want to take as an organization? Because organizations do have their, you know, their policies on how they want to do things and how they run things.
Dave South is at it again.
I'm just getting annihilated here. You call me Chris.
When they drafted Precious, they ordered some one guy.
Okay. Okay.
Everybody's gonna kill him for like Precious is like what the one miss over the last decade. We're killing the Heat for Precious.
I don't even think he's a bust either. Like I wouldn't consider him
like
a bust.
Here's what a bust.
He also got picked 20th. Like it's like, not like the Heat. It's not like the Heat went up there. It's not like he was a top five pick.
Exactly.
Here's what a bust is in sports. Okay. If a guy,
Deion Jordan,
who is a prospect, ends up playing 10 plus years, that is not a bust. It just didn't work for you.
Correct.
You understand? He is a NFL or NBA or baseball player at that level. It just didn't work for you. When people call a guy a bust and he goes on and play for 10, 11 years, like, was he?
Yeah.
Is that a bust?
I constantly have to defend
Precious Ted Ginn. Playing basketball.
Yep.
And you see what I'm saying?
Against the Heat, very well. Always.
He does. He does play like he hates Bo's guts.
His best games.
So let's we're quick to call people busts. You know, now the one caveat in that is quarterback. And I would say this. If you are still starting for a team that's not your original team, then you were not a bust. But if you go to being the backup role and your backup.
Yeah, Jared Goff is still a bust in your eyes.
No.
He's not?
That's what you said.
You were crushing Jared Goff for years.
Yes.
So is he no longer a bust? Does he remove bust stink on him?
I mean, he's still playing and he's starting.
Okay, but he's not with his original team.
You called him
not with his original team, and the team that he left won the Super Bowl without him. Mm-hmm. So even though he got to an NFC Championship game,
he didn't work out for them.
What's his case?
Yeah.
Here's what I would say.
Mm.
One of the problems that I had with both Jared Goff
it's Wentz. I know it's the guy you're searching.
Carson Wentz.
Hey,
right?
Hey, look at that.
Is
that was good.
How did we determine that they were 1-2 when they never even played any football close to what they would face in the NFL? You see what I'm saying?
Well,
I'm not saying they weren't going to be quality quarterbacks or have a chance to be, because hell, Tony Romo was a good quarterback.
Yeah, but Goff was what? He was Cal. He was Pac-12 before the Pac-12 was eradicated.
R.I.P.
Yeah, but he was like, they were average at their own in college.
The only thing I'll give Jared Goff a pass on is he had Jeff Fisher.
Yes.
And you got to account for that.
Mediocrity.
Yes. You never know what Jeff Fisher's going to do to your career. That likely not good. By the way, have you guys been seeing Le'Veon Bell lately on Twitter?
Ooh, no. Is he okay?
He is. I mean, he's become my new favorite follow.
Oh, okay. Off the rails then, for sure.
He is hosing down Adam Gase.
Is he?
Oh, dude, it's great.
Oh!
As an OG Gase hater.
Mm.
And man, did I hate Adam Gase when he was on the Dolphins. Even when people were kissing his ass before the Jay Cutler year.
Yeah.
Oh, because he hated Jay Ajayi, idiot. And this guy, I mean, he is... I got to get some of these tweets.
Yeah,
he is murdering Adam Gase on Twitter. It is great.
Mm.
Anyway.
I got to see this. The most recent thing I see from him is... How would you feel if Tank went versus Lomachenko? And I'm like, that has nothing to do with Adam Gase.
That's he's asking that question?
Yeah, how would you feel about
it? How would I feel about it? I feel great. That's a great fight.
Seems like a great fight. Will it happen, though?
I think I'm taking Tank.
Ooh. Wow. Well, okay, well, this is, you know.
What? As an aside.
Yeah.
Anyway, take a break.
Question.
Yeah?
I had a quick boxing question.
Oh. Yeah.
Oh, all right. I can answer this one.
How far of a weight class can you move before it's too much? Because I don't know how these guys lose weight or cut weight or whatever.
Yep.
But, like, to go up one or two weight classes, it seems like these guys are so outmatched.
In one stint, like from one fight to the next?
Yeah.
They usually say hopping two is the most you should do. That's why everybody thought with Terrence Crawford going from 147 to 168 was a crazy jump, because that's three weight classes.
Mm. I mean, because Canelo lost.
Canelo, but Canelo went from 68 to 75, but he had won at 75, but then he took on Bivol and lost at 75, but he beat Kovalev, and I believe he beat
Johnson.
No. What the hell is the guy's name? He was a bloke. John Ryder. It was a bull bleep opponent. Like, nobody was very impressed.
What weight class was it?
175.
Gotcha.
Why can I not think of this? I'm going to feel like an idiot.
You know. All right, you already said Bivol, right?
Yeah, it wasn't Bivol.
Mm, Was it Victor?
No.
Galindez.
It was Rocky Fielding.
Rocky. What was the last name?
He went up to fight Rocky Fielding.
Fielding.
And that was at 168. That was his first fight at 168 because that was after the Golovkin fights.
Mm.
Then he fought Kovalev at light heavyweight after beating Danny Jacobs, who was a little washed at that point. What did we get talking about?
Weight classes.
Rats off a ship.
That's right.
Next.
Rats off a ship. Game six.
Rats off a ship.
All right. Welcome back, everybody. Time to put your rats somewhere when they're not on the ice for a champion. It's rats off a ship, everybody.
Rats off a ship.
J-Fig will give us some topics. We'll tell you whether or not we will stay on the ship or jump off the ship with our fellow rodents. Hello, Jennifer.
Hello, Brendan.
What do we have today for Rats off a Ship?
Our first topic, Kevin Durant being on the Suns this year.
I gotta tell you, I'm rats off a ship on Kevin Durant being on the Suns. Where there's smoke, rats there's fire. Kevin Durant is always unhappy. And if there's one thing that I've learned is when Kevin Durant starts to seem like he's unhappy, he's going to be rats off a ship.
Oh, my goodness. Is he ever?
I'm going to be rats off a ship on him being on the Suns. If there's smoke, there's fire. Leroy?
Wow.
I'm not rats off a ship. I just think that enough is enough, right?
He's got to stay.
No. I'm just saying at some point, you got to be the guy that turns a team around, not keep looking for a team. You're too good of a player, right? You're supposed to be the difference maker no matter where you go. So where else is he gonna find that talent on another team? So, yeah, I'm rats off a ship on that.
What about you, J-Fig?
I agree with you, Tobin. For the first time today, I agree with
you.
Wow. Rats off a ship.
Honored. Marcos?
I mean, how can he be on the Suns when he's going to be on the Heat? That's crazy.
Interesting.
That is impossible. Okay. It's impossible.
Very interesting.
You heard it here first.
Rats off a ship on him being the Sun.
Rats off a ship.
Jimmy Durant.
Bam. Dunk it.
Like that? I do like that. What do you got for number two, J-Fig?
The Knicks. With Mikal Bridges.
Rats off a ship. They're going to Knicks it up because that's what the Knicks do. They overpay. They disappoint. I know they're having their little July parade, which is that's a Knicks tradition like any other. But, you know, I don't think this is going to work out for them. I think it's cool. Like, it's a very nice story. All the college teammates back together. DiVincenzo and Josh Hart and Jalen Brunson. And they're the little Villanova Wildcats at the Mecca, bro. But I think Mikal Bridges is a nice player. Is it going to get him over the top? I don't think so. Rats off a ship. Leroy?
Rats off a ship.
I think the most important piece is OG and Anunoby.
If he sticks around.
Mikal Bridges will be an added piece. But I think OG proved last year, when healthy, that they could compete. I don't know about winning, right? But I think he's more important than them signing.
Yeah, they only lost three games with him, right?
Right. So, and then when he pulled his hammy, holy smokes.
Didn't he also have the hammy and tennis elbow? I don't know. He's sneaky hurt a lot, too.
Is he?
Yeah. We forget this is Raptors business, but he's sneaky hurt a lot.
Okay.
What about you, J-Fig? What about Mikal Bridges? The Brooklyn Bridge is now in the Manhattan Bridge.
Yeah.
Is that?
Doesn't really have a same.
Who cares? It's New York. What do you think?
Right?
Who cares?
Rats off the ship.
Who cares? You think I care about your stupid city? What do you say, J-Fig?
Who cares?
I just said rats off a ship.
Marcos!
Rats off a ship. The Knicks suck.
Rats off a ship.
What about number three, Jennifer?
We have a new haircut in town, guys.
Oh?
Zach Wilson.
Oh.
Oh.
Zach Wilson, now of the Commanders?
I think so.
Who does he play for now?
Maybe.
Zach Wilson plays.
No, he's a. Is he a Bronco?
Is a Bronco.
I think he's a Bronco. Right. Yeah.
He's a Bronco. He is a Bronco. He has. Okay.
So they drafted a quarterback.
They draft
Zach Wilson, and who else do they have?
I think it's. Is Paxton Lynch still hanging around there? I feel like Paxton Lynch is still around.
Yeah, I think Paxton Lynch is like 50.
Oh.
Who is he? Bo Nix.
Bo Nix.
Yes. Bo Nix. No, but that's who they drafted.
Jared Stidham.
Bo Nix.
They have Jared Stidham.
They do.
Remember when, you correct me if I'm wrong, but did not Chris Sims rank Jared Stidham way above Tua Tagovailoa?
That's gross.
Yeah.
For the record, Paxton Lynch is 30.
Is he? Well, still waiting on a shot.
Seems like he's been in the league for a long time.
I don't think he is in the league. I think he's an XFL quarterback. Last I checked. Who's the last team Paxton Lynch played for?
Mm.
He played last year for the San Antonio Brahmas.
That was my favorite team until the kicker broke his neck.
He played for the Saskatchewan Rough Riders in 21, the Michigan Panthers of the UFL, then the Orlando Guardians of the XFL, and then the San Antonio Brahmas of the whichever one they merged into.
Love it.
What about Zach Wilson, JFig?
Well, I've got some picks.
Tell
me how you feel.
He's got some hair, except for that boyish cut. He's gone long hair.
It's like not a mullet.
It's like slick
back. This is like
he looks like a crypto bro.
Yeah, he does look like a crypto bro.
Oh my Q-bert.
He looks like his hair. He has the same hair as Rat Riley. Just very weird. It's like the slick back, but not cool enough to be.
Yeah, he looks like he interns for Pat Riley and is trying to impress him by having Pat Riley's hair.
Yeah,
all he uses is an Armani suit.
Mr. Riley, I got some moves for you.
Get out of here, kid. You think you're impressing me? I'm rats off a ship. He stinks. Whatever.
Who cares about his hair?
Rats off a ship.
I guess he's trying to
impress. I'm rats off a ship.
Rats off a ship.
Trying to impress his MILF friends.
Yeah, that's it. He's trying to look a little bit more mature.
I'm a tour.
I mean, it's a step up from what he had before.
He had the boyish cut before.
So you like it then?
I mean, no one really cares about the haircut, but I mean,
Figgy likes it.
I won't be rats off.
Can you tell what his haircut is with his helmet on?
No, which is why
we go to the quarterback.
And I will say I'm not rats off a ship.
Okay,
but I don't really care.
That's fair.
He's trying to do a thing. Maybe he thinks, you know, Trevor Lawrence got $55 million just having long hair. You know, maybe that's what I'll do.
Good for him.
Good luck.
He did that.
Great teeth, though.
All right, let me see that again.
First pick, Jeffrey?
Yeah.
He Invisaligns.
Oh.
He Invisaligns.
That is good.
He Invisaligns.
He Invisaligns?
No, he Invisaligns for sure.
That's the way you look when you free from running for your life.
He still looks like he should be quarterbacking like the Hurricanes. Like he looks like a baby.
Yeah, for sure.
Like he feels or like he should be at Pitt, you know, something like that. Anyway, Marcos, did I ask you where your rats were?
Rats off his ship. Who cares about his hair? He sucks.
Fair point. What's number four, JFig?
The Miami Heat taking Zach Edey at 15.
I've grown on it. I'm not rats off a ship.
Okay.
I feel like not taking Zach Edey or being mad about the Heat taking Zach Edey, first of all, at 15, if they had the number one overall pick and you had your reservations about it, okay, maybe we can talk. But like 15, you're going to be mad. They took Jaime Jaquez last year, a four-year player. Worked out pretty damn good for them. I actually kind of like this idea of taking an experienced college player.
Yeah.
And he's a moose. He's a moose. There's no way, like, the Heat have really, even if you don't move, let's just say the Heat don't start him. You know, let's say the Heat start him as Bam's backup big. That has sucked lately. They have tried every retread center. They've tried with Orlando Robinson. He's not big on the rebound. And, man. This guy goes out there. Actually can give Bam some time on his cheeks to rest a little bit. I have no issue with it. I am not rats off a ship on Zach Edey at 15. It's not my number one pick that I would go with, but I would not have a problem with it. Leroy?
I'm not rats off a ship. I'm all in. I think you get a guy to take up some of that space that Bam has to take up, and Bam gets to be more versatile.
Waddle Baby Waddle says he moves like a moose in quicksand. Dennis says that's what we need, a huge stiff. Like, you guys don't know
that.
A lot
of people on the chat are rats off a ship.
I know. He's the most polarizing player in the draft. But it's crazy to me that you guys know this isn't a deep draft, right? So, like, if the Heat worked him out and the Heat think he can produce for them, he was the best player in college basketball. You think he get nothing out of
him? For two years, right?
You think he can do nothing? Just a bum.
Huh.
Slow feet, says Jamie.
Well,
I mean, he's 7'4". I don't expect him. We saw the videos of him running.
Yeah. Every time feet. I hear his name, I just think of that video.
Jamie, let me make you 7'4" and see how fleet of foot you would be. Like, oh my goodness, where do they expect him to be the glove?
Spacewalk, bum.
Wow. It's just one win. I like it.
Jesus.
To the point.
Moves spacewalk. Like a moose.
They'll be enjoying some of your services later.
William B., rats off a ship. Dennis, terrible idea.
Yikes. Someone says, why not just sign Bogdan?
Schmeathen. Tyler Hansborough also won College Player of the Year. Boxed in. How tall was Tyler Hansborough, though? He was like 6'8", right?
Yeah, 6'9". Yeah.
Undersized for sure.
I'll tell you when he was shorter. When Udonis hasn't put them bows on him.
Yeah.
Put them bows on him, dude.
Adam listed at 6'9".
Yeah, this guy's 7'4". Mm. Moose.
That's crazy.
Unless you think he's Canadian Taco Fall.
Oh, my goodness. Yikes. He's still in the league somewhere, right?
I don't think he is. I think he's like a main.
Was he with Boston like last year?
No, he went to Boston games and like there was viral videos of him as a fan. And then people were like, I can't see past him. He's in the front row. Wow. J-Fig, you are a Heat lifer. Where do you stand if the Heat use this 15th pick on Zach Edey?
Look. You gotta trust in Miami Heat and what they believe is the best pick for us.
Agree with that.
Yeah.
I'll say I'm not rats off a ship.
All right. And Frog Boy?
Clean sweep. Not just because he's big. I think he's one of the most polished products. And that's what I want more than anything.
You love polish?
I want to be able to put him in the lineup now. I don't want a project. Sorry, deep voice Nico.
Wow.
I don't want to wait a year for your knee to heal.
You have no idea if Nico, what if Nico ends up being the pick?
I mean, then I got to wait a year to see this guy. It's too long.
Mm.
Too long.
Maybe he can do voiceover work while we wait.
No, potential.
Give us one more, Jennifer.
Minus one. You have him say minus one.
Minus one. J-Fig.
You can't even go there.
Give us one more.
Minus one.
All right. We've got another potty mouth.
Ooh.
Among us.
Okay.
Ooh.
Travis Kelce.
Oh, Chiefs tight end.
Apparently,
he drops an F-bomb. I'm buzzing with the boys.
All right, this is Travis Kelce.
Peacocker, dude.
I know what's real when I walk into the building. I know where my intentions are. And I know who I am as like a person, right? So it's like, yeah, I get it. I'm not having the success or it's, you know, people are having some hot takes on me and on what I got going on the field and off. But for the most part, man, I don't give a damn syndrome. And I just keep it moving, man.
Dude,
it's lovely. I sleep wonderful at night.
Yeah.
You know, I'll have a few beers if things are getting, you know, too fun or too bad. And it'll just be, you know. On to the next one, man. Yeah.
Now rats off a ship. Like, you know, raise your own kids. I don't care how the tight end talks. You know, he can use F-bombs and F-language, whatever he wants to, you know. He's not the face of
it. This is a complete opposite.
He's not the face of an organization. He's not the face of an organization. So I have no problem. If he was if we were talking head coach Travis Kelce at a press conference, clean it up a little bit. Class it up. He's just riffing with the boys. He's just talking, you know. Do you, baby. Do you. Not Rats Off Your Ship.
Do you, baby.
Do you, baby.
Wow.
Leroy?
I'm Rats Off Your Ship.
Like, Rats Off Your Ship.
Like, come on.
Different direction.
Why? You know why.
Two-timer. You're two-faced.
I'm not two-faced.
Oh, so J.J. Redick for the kids.
Crass.
Travis Kelce. Have at it.
Nah, I mean, if it was Taylor Swift and she's like swear using no-no words on her song.
Rats Off a Ship, game six.
Rats Off a Ship.
All right. Welcome back, everybody. Time to put your rats somewhere when they're not on the ice for a champion. It's Rats Off a Ship, everybody.
Rats Off a Ship.
Jay Fig will give us some topics. We'll tell you whether or not we will stay on the ship or jump off the ship with our fellow rodents. Hello, Jennifer.
Hello, Brendan.
What do we have today for Rats Off a Ship?
Our first topic, Kevin Durant being on the Suns this year.
I gotta tell you, I'm rats off a ship on Kevin Durant being on the Suns. Where there's smoke, there's fire. Kevin Durant is always unhappy. And if there's one thing that I've learned is when Kevin Durant starts to seem like he's unhappy, he's going to be rats off a ship.
Oh, my goodness. Is he ever?
I'm going to be rats off a ship on him being on the Suns. If there's smoke, there's fire. Leroy?
Wow.
I'm not rats off a ship. I just think that enough is enough, right?
He's got to stay.
No. I'm just saying at some point, you got to be the guy that turns a team around, not keep looking for a team. You're too good of a player, right? You're supposed to be the difference maker no matter where you go. So where else is he gonna find that talent on another team? So, yeah, I'm rats off a ship on that.
What about you, Jay Fig?
I agree with you, Tobin. For the first time today, I agree with
you.
Wow. Rats off a ship.
Honored.
Marcos?
I mean, how can he be on the Suns when he's going to be on the Heat?
That's crazy. Interesting.
That is impossible. Okay. It's impossible.
Very interesting.
You heard it here first.
Rats off a ship on him being the Sun.
Rats off a ship.
Jimmy Durant.
Bam. Dunk it.
Like that? I do like that. What do you got for number two, JFig?
The Knicks. With Mikal Bridges.
Rats off a ship. They're going to Knicks it up because that's what the Knicks do. They overpay. They disappoint. I know they're having their little July parade, which is that's a Knicks tradition like any other. But, you know, I don't think this is going to work out for them. I think it's cool. Like, it's a very nice story. All the college teammates back together. DiVincenzo and Josh Hart and Jalen Brunson. And they're the little Villanova Wildcats at the Mecca, bro. But I think Mikal Bridges is a nice player. Is it going to get him over the top? I don't think so. Rats off a ship. Leroy?
Rats off a ship.
I think the most important piece is OG and Anunoby.
If he sticks around.
Mikal Bridges will be an added piece. But I think OG proved last year, when healthy, that they could compete. I don't know about winning, right? But I think he's more important than them signing.
Yeah, they only lost three games with him, right?
Right. So, and then when he pulled his hammy, holy smokes.
Didn't he also have the hammy and tennis elbow? I don't know. He's sneaky, hurt a lot too.
Is he?
Yeah. We forget this is Raptors business, but he's sneaky, hurt a lot.
Okay.
What about you, Jay Fig? What about Mikal Bridges? The Brooklyn Bridge is now in the Manhattan Bridge.
Yeah.
Is that?
Doesn't really have a same.
Who cares? They it's New York. Who cares? You think I care about your stupid city? What do you say, Jay Fig?
Oh, who cares?
I just said rats off a ship.
Marcos?
Rats off a ship. The Knicks suck.
Rats off a ship.
What about number three, Jennifer?
We have a new haircut in town, guys.
Oh?
Zach Wilson.
Oh.
Oh.
Zach Wilson, now of the
who does he?
Commanders?
I think so.
Who does he play for now?
Maybe.
Zach Wilson plays.
No, he's a. Is he a Bronco?
Am I? He tripping? Is a Bronco.
I think he's a Bronco. Right. Yeah.
He's a Bronco. He is a Bronco. He has. Okay.
So they drafted a quarterback.
They drafted
Zach Wilson, and who else do they have?
I think it's. Is Paxton Lynch still hanging around there? I feel like Paxton Lynch is still around.
I think Paxton Lynch is like 50.
Oh.
Is he?
Bo Nix.
Bo Nix. Yes.
Bo Nix. No, but that's who they drafted.
Jared Stidham.
Bo Nix.
They have Jared Stidham.
They do.
Remember when, you correct me if I'm wrong, but did not Chris Sims rank Jared Stidham way above Tua Tagovailoa?
That's gross. Yeah.
For the record, Paxton Lynch is 30.
Is he? Well, still waiting on a shot.
Seems like he's been in the league for a long time.
I don't think he is in the league. I think he's an XFL quarterback. Last I checked. Who's the last team Paxton Lynch played for?
Mm.
He played last year for the San Antonio Brahmas.
Oh, that was my my favorite team until the kicker broke his neck.
He played for the Saskatchewan Rough Riders in 21, the Michigan Panthers of the UFL. Then the Orlando Guardians of the XFL, and then the San Antonio Brahmas of the whichever one they merged into.
Love it.
What? Anyway, what about Zach Wilson, JFig?
Well, I've got some picks.
Tell
me how you feel.
Whoa. He's got some new. He's got some hair, except for that boyish cut. He's gone long hair.
It's like not a mullet.
It's like slick back.
This is like
he looks like a crypto bro.
Yeah, he looks like a crypto bro.
Oh my Q-bert.
He looks like his hair. He has the same hair as Rat Riley. Just very weird. It's like the slick back, but not cool enough to be.
Yeah, he looks like he interns for Pat Riley and is trying to impress him by having Pat Riley's hair.
Yeah,
all he needs is an Armani suit.
Mr. Riley, I got some moves for you.
Get out of here, kid. You think you're impressing me? I'm rats off a ship. He stinks. Whatever.
Who cares about his hair?
I guess he's trying to impress.
I'm rats off a ship. Rats
off a ship.
Trying to impress his MILF friends.
Yeah, that's it. He's trying to look a little bit more mature.
I'm a tour.
I mean, it's a step up from what he had before.
He had the boyish cut before.
So you like it then?
I mean, no one really cares about the haircut, but I mean,
Figgy likes it.
I won't be rats off.
Can you tell what his haircut is with his helmet on?
No, which is why
we go to the quarterback.
I will say I'm not rats off a ship.
Okay,
but I don't really care.
That's fair.
He's trying to do a thing. Maybe he thinks, you know, Trevor Lawrence got 55 million just having long hair. You know, maybe that's what I'll do.
I mean, good for him.
Good luck.
He did that.
Great teeth, though.
All right, let me see that again.
First pick, Jeffrey?
Yeah.
He Invisaligns.
Oh.
He Invisaligns.
That is good.
He Invisaligns
for sure.
That's the way you look when you free from running for your life.
He still looks like he should be quarterbacking like the Hurricanes. Like he looks like a baby.
Yeah, for sure.
Like he feels or like he should be at Pitt, you know, something like that. Anyway, Marcos, did I ask you where your rats were?
Rats off his ship. Who cares about his hair? He sucks.
Fair point. What's number four, JFig?
The Miami Heat taking Zach Edey at 15.
I've grown on it. I'm not rats off a ship.
Okay.
I feel like not taking Zach Edey or being mad about the Heat taking Zach Edey, first of all, at 15, if they had the number one overall pick and you had your reservations about it, okay, maybe we can talk. But like 15, you're going to be mad. They took Jaime Jaquez last year, a four-year player. Worked out pretty damn good for them. I actually kind of like this idea of taking an experienced college player.
Yeah.
And he's a moose. He's a moose. There's no way, like, the Heat have really, even if you don't move, let's just say the Heat don't start him. You know, let's say the Heat start him as Bam's backup big. That has sucked lately. They have tried every retread center. They've tried with Orlando Robinson. He's not big on the rebound. And, you know, this guy goes out there. You actually can give Bam some time on his cheeks to rest a little bit. I have no issue with it. I am not rats off a ship on Zach Edey at 15. It's not my number one pick that I would go with, but I would not have a problem with it. Leroy?
I'm not rats off a ship. You know, I'm all in. I'm all in. I think you get a guy to take up some of that space that Bam has to take up, and Bam gets to be more versatile.
Waddle Baby Waddle says he moves like a moose in quicksand. Dennis says that's what we need, a huge stiff. Like, you guys don't know that.
A lot of people on the chat are rats off the ship.
I know. He's the most polarizing player in the draft, but it's crazy to me that you guys know this isn't a deep draft, right? So, like, if the Heat worked him out and the Heat think he can produce for them, he was the best player in college basketball. You think he get
for
nothing
two
out
years.
Of for two
years? For
2 years,
right?
You think he can do nothing? Just a bum.
Huh.
Slow feet, says Jamie.
Well,
I mean, he's 7'4". I don't expect him. We saw the videos of him running.
Yeah. Every slow time feet. I hear his name, I just think of that video.
Jamie, let me make you 7'4". And see how fleet of foot you would be. Like, oh my goodness, where they expect him to be the glove?
Spacewalk, bum.
Wow. It's just one win. I like it.
Jesus.
To the point.
Moves spacewalk. Like a moose.
They'll be enjoying some of your services later.
William B., rats off a ship. Dennis, terrible idea.
Yikes. Someone says, why not just sign Bogdan?
Schmeathen. Tyler Hansbrough also won College Player of the Year. Boxton. How tall was Tyler Hansbrough, though? He was like 6'8", right?
Yeah, 6'9". Yeah.
Undersized, for sure.
I'll tell you when he was shorter. When Udonis hasn't put them bows on him.
Yeah.
Put them bows on him, dude!
Adam listed at 6'9".
Yeah, this guy's 7'4". Mm. Moose.
That's crazy.
Unless you think he's Canadian Taco Fall.
Oh, my goodness. Yikes. Who's still in the league somewhere, right?
I don't think he is. I think he's like a main.
Was he with Boston like last year?
No, he went to Boston games and like there was viral videos of him as a fan. And then people were like, I can't see past him. He's in the front row. Wow. J-Fig, you are a Heat lifer. Where do you stand if the Heat use this 15th pick on Zach Edey?
Look. You gotta trust in Miami Heat and what they believe is the best pick for us.
Agree with that.
Yeah.
I'll say I'm not rats off a ship.
All right. And Frog Boy?
Clean sweep. Not just because he's big. I think he's one of the most polished products. And that's what I want more than anything.
You love polish?
I want to be able to put him in the lineup now. I don't want a project. Sorry, deep voice, Nico.
Wow.
I don't want to wait a year for your knee to heal.
You have no idea if Nico, what if Nico ends up being the pick?
I mean, then I got to wait a year to see this guy. It's too long.
Mm.
Too long.
Maybe he can do voiceover work while we wait.
No, potential.
Give us one more, Jennifer.
Minus one. You have him say minus one.
Minus one. J-Fig.
You can't even go there.
Give us one more.
Minus one.
All right. We've got another potty mouth.
Ooh.
Among us.
Okay.
Ooh.
Travis Kelce.
Oh, Chiefs tight end.
Apparently, he drops an F-bomb. I'm buzzing with the boys.
All right, this is Travis Kelce.
Peacocker, dude.
I know what's real when I walk into the building. I know where my intentions are. And I know who I am as like a person, right? So it's like... Yeah, I get it. I'm not having the success or it's, you know, people are having some hot takes on me and on what I got going on the field and off. But for the most part, man, I really don't give a I just have the I don't give a damn syndrome and I just
That's
keep
a great
it moving,
trait
man.
To have.
Dude, it's lovely. I sleep wonderful at night.
Yeah.
You know, I'll have a few beers if things are getting, you know, too fun or too bad and it'll just be, you know, on to the next one, man. Yeah.
Not rats off a ship. Like, you know, raise your own kids. I don't care how the tight end talks. You know, he can use F-bombs and F-language, whatever he wants to, you know. He's not the face of an
organization. It's a complete opposite.
He's not the face of an organization. He's not the face of an organization. So I have no problem. If he was if we were talking head coach Travis Kelce at a press conference, clean it up a little bit. Class it up. He's just riffing with the boys. He's just talking, you know. Do you, baby. Do you. Not Rats Off Your Ship. Do you, baby.
Wow.
Leroy?
I'm Rats Off Your Ship.
Rats Off a Ship.
Like, come on.
Different direction.
Why? You know why.
Two-timer. You're Two-Face.
I'm not Two-Face.
Oh, so J.J. Redick. For the kids.
Crass.
Travis Kelce. Have at it.
Nah, I mean, if it was Taylor Swift and she's like swear using no-no words on her song, like, you know, wouldn't
she
like
does.
It. Yeah, but I, you know, we use a clean Spotify in the Tobin household for if Sophie wants to listen
very
to
nice.
Some Tay-Tay.
It's very nice.
You know, but I'm just, you have no problem with it. He's a tight end. You know, he yells at his coach like a caveman.
True.
So you're treating him like Gronk.
Yeah, what am I supposed to expect? You know, but he's not a head. If he wants to be a head coach one day, clean it up. But he's not. You guys can see the difference. I'm not being a hypocrite here, and I'm not being a flip flopper. I'm not.
You said the exact opposite 20 minutes ago.
For a different position, a different time.
Okay.
Different position, different time. For
So only certain.
Different targets.
Certain adults are supposed to watch out for the children.
Certain positions in life require a different amount of respect. You know, you are.
How about you raise your own kids?
You know, but like you would think
silly,
about.
Silly thought.
Also.
Hey, Sophie, Tommy, don't say that. That's a bad word.
But also, if I were to say, if Tommy were to watch J.J. Redick and he'd be like, Dad, is he allowed to say that? I'd be like, not really, son. It's kind of unbecoming of a leader of men.
Oh.
But if he,
wait. That's what you would say to Tommy.
Yeah. And then if he saw Travis Kelce say that, I'd be like, he's just riffing with the boys, buddy. But you shouldn't, you know, try not to. But if it happens, it happens.
Wow.
Find J.J. Redick, though. Find him.
Find him.
Find him. Have they find him?
Let me check.
They should find him.
They should.
Oh, my goodness.
See, there is a difference here. Travis was just on a podcast. Can he really get fined for that?
Right. Exactly, J-Fig. You're making my point for me.
Mm.
Making my point for me. She agrees with me.
Which is why I'm not rats off of shit.
Boom.
I'm not. I'm rats off Tobin's ship.
Marcos?
Wishy-washy.
I'm not wishy-washy.
Waves.
Rats off of shit.
Like, the chop is high on your boat.
What?
Ooh. Yes.
Ooh.
Just unbecoming.
Got a small craft advisory in your world.
Just J.J. Redick comes off as smug, you know?
Hey, he tries to get everybody involved. They're right. Doesn't he sound a little smug?
Tries to plant the seed in you. Like, you know what? He does.
No. No. Oh, my goodness.
Take a break. Final hour of the show coming on up.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception, a podcast dedicated to the wide receivers. Are you as confident in your flex as you are in your wide receiver one? I didn't think so. So follow Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.